Hey everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio Podcast with your host Scorpio Queen. So today's topic, this is a really big one. We are going to go back to speaking about Lamar Whitehead. And no, I am not calling him a bishop. But anyway, it is allegedly said that Lamar Whitehead has called the police on his own supposedly wife. I say supposedly because allegedly we don't know if they are actually married or not, because no one has found a marriage certificate. So again, it's alleged that they're married, but anyway, he has called the cops on his wife, and apparently it's being said that he also entrapped his own stepdaughter as well. Apparently Asia has come to her senses and decided to leave him, and he in turn decided to call the cops on her. Now technically, and I had no idea about this, if any of you that live in New Jersey, and I need to know if y'all ever knew about this law. Now when you are moving out and out of a house or an apartment or whatever in New Jersey, there is an actual law that states that you cannot just move out. It is illegal to just move out. You literally, I guess if you have money that you owe, you cannot just move out. You have to pay all that back before you can even move out of your place. And apparently it is being said that Lamar Whitehead and his wife has not been paying their rent on their $1.5 million house for 2 years. So they are owed a lot. They owe a lot of money. And because of that, by law, Asia Whitehead cannot just move out of that house. So, although it is also being said that she actually had already made provisions to do that anyway. But see, my thing is, I don't understand why it took her so long to just leave. Anybody that has really, really paid attention to Whitehead, you can actually tell that he is a very abusive person. It's very prevalent in the way that he spoke to her inside the church. It is also very prevalent in the way that he grabbed Tasha Global behind the neck and kicked her out the church. So he has a very violent anger problems. And so I don't see how nobody saw that. But it said that he tried to lock her up. He locked her in the house. Her family members was outside the house trying to get her out of the house. She did make it out of the house. But like I said, he called the cops. So technically, she had to go back to the house because she can't just move out, being that they both own that house. And see, now, even though she has left, she still has problems because we don't know whether or not her name is on any of these public documents that with these scams that he was doing. I'm pretty sure he has forced her to sign her name on it, those paperwork. Also, I still believe that even though she left, she still will either have to testify for him or the prosecution can use her against him, however they're going to do it. So she's really not out of the woods because she has been around for all of the scamming that he has done. And then on top of that, she is also manipulating people on her own broadcasts, trying to get people to send money to her. And so she's really not out of the woods at all. And then it is also being said that he also goes on her lives and he basically forces her to beg for certain amounts of money. Okay, and the reason why he needs the money, I don't think it's so much her, but it's the fact that he needs the money because he's losing a lot of money and he owes a lot of people. And so, you know, the sad part is he's forcing her to do certain things. He is watching her like a freaking dog. You know, she really can't do anything if she goes live. He is in her lives watching her, basically trying to make sure that she does not say anything about what's going on in their relationship or quote-unquote marriage, allegedly. But the problem with that is yesterday when he was at the church, and that is another problem too, because the place that he had his service at yesterday, he stole that church, and we're going to get into that too. But basically, his whole entire sermon and that he was speaking yesterday was all about his relationship with Asia and how she left, and he was calling her broke, and how he basically supported her and gave her everything that she ever wanted. It was not so hard to figure out that he was talking about her the whole entire time that he was so-called, quote and unquote, preaching, which is some shady thing to do. Very shady to do. So, and let's go back about this church that he got now. Unfortunately, apparently it's being said, allegedly, that he stole that church from another pastor. There is another pastor that actually owns that church. And just recently, there is a video that is circulating on Facebook where he was served eviction papers for that church. And, you know, again, he likes to use the line, he was never served, but technically he was actually being served. And what he did was he literally cussed out the person that served him the eviction papers. And so now he has to leave that church. And then on top of that, he illegally changed the locks on the church so that he is able to get in the church. But he can't even do that. It is against the law for him to change the locks on the door. So he's in a whole heap of trouble too with that as well. He got a lot going on. And then on top of that, I guess Brian Ponder is representing him in regards to the eviction, because he had a lot to say too behind that. And then he also has a different lawyer for the federal case that he has as well. So it's not really looking really, it's not really looking good for Lamar Whitehead. Again, I'm glad that Asia finally came to her senses and decided to leave. Because her last response was she was not going to move until God told her to. And technically, we need to stop acting so religious and open up our eyes and realize that we just need to move for our own safety. We cannot continuously use religion or use God as a reason to do what we naturally and physically need to do to protect ourselves. Some people are just too religious for no good, for no reason. It's not over for Whitehead. I'm pretty sure there's going to be more stuff coming out. And as soon as more stuff comes out, I'm definitely going to be reporting on it. So y'all still stay tuned. This is some crazy, crazy mess. And then, oh, one more thing, the baby part. Because everybody knows that when Asia goes live on Instagram, she always has her daughter on her lap. And it's allegedly being said that the reason for that is because she doesn't really trust Lamar Whitehead having his daughter by himself. So, and see, my thing is, these were all, she missed a lot of red flags when it came to him. She missed a lot of red flags. She ignored a lot of red flags. Anybody could plainly see, especially if you have a spiritual eye, everybody can plainly see that there were so many red flags in that relationship. There are so many red flags when it comes to him personally. But, you know, again, she ignored them. And this is for all the women out there. Y'all need to stop ignoring the red flags when they are visible. They're red flags for a reason. Stop ignoring them, because 9 times out of 10, you will save your own life. now she's dealing with domestic violence. She's in a domestic violence relationship. I can't say marriage, because we don't know if they are legally married, but she's in a domestic violence situation. He's very, very abusive. And the other thing too, they were saying that she had also called the New Jersey Police Department, but they couldn't really do anything as well. So that kind of did not work in her favor. Y'all pray for her. You know, pray for her safety. Unfortunately, this is an unfortunate, sad situation that she is in. But, you know, at the same time, you cannot look at money. You cannot look at dollar signs, you know. And I believe that everything was surrounded based on money. I don't think that it was a real relationship. And technically, I just want to say, for the bishop that literally ordained these two people, God is going to hold you accountable for that. Because anybody with a spiritual eye that really knows who God is and have discernment can see that Whitehead was never called to be a bishop. He can't even preach. He don't even know the Bible. He can't even interpret the Bible very well. What he's doing is using the Bible to justify all of the stuff that's going on in his life, and thinks that God is in all that mess. And God is certainly not in any of that mess. God is not even hearing his prayers. He's not even hearing Asia's prayers. So, for the person, Bishop Caldwell, I don't remember the first name, but Bishop Caldwell, unfortunately, you don't really have discernment, because if you really did, you would have never ordained this man. And Asia is out of order, because she was never supposed to be ordained a bishop. How does a woman be married to another woman? So, Caldwell, you messed up. You messed up big time ordaining these two people. She's out of order. He was never called. He can't even preach. I'm pretty sure you don't even understand the stuff that comes out of his mouth. This is to all the real, true men and women of God who are preachers. Before y'all go around ordaining people, y'all better really make sure or discern really good. One, if they bear the fruits, because the Bible does say your fruits will bear witness to who you are. And you need to discern the spirit. And wait on God to tell you, because y'all move too quickly. Wait on God to tell you that you can ordain these people. Make sure that they are called by God and they're not just sending themselves out there. Because this is the main reason why so many people are so damaged in the church. Because of people like Whitehead. And people like Brian Karn. And all these other preachers that are out here manipulating people. And Asia, you are part of it too. Because you out there trying to manipulate people out of their money. So you ain't no better either. But anyway, again, if I hear anything else in regards to Whitehead, I will certainly be reporting it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and y'all have a great day. Bye-bye for now.